Hanım.
Malka?
I don't think it's come on yet. I just came on.
Okay.
And got music.
So how are you holding up?
Real good. All that preparation before really helped.
Good. Were they there for 3 weeks, you said?
Till the 8th of July. It's about 18
Okay.
days.
Mm-hmm.
And she made the Israeli salad tonight. You know, very small chopped. Oh, it's beautiful. I took a picture of it, so.
Oh, wonderful.
Today, her first day of really feeling good. The medicine caused her to break out in hives, so she was really, you know, she was itching. But today she's finished with the medication and she's back to her old self and she's eating now. Oh, bless her heart, she wasn't eating anything and, you know, felt so bad for her.
What, did she get sick while she was here or?
No, she started on, she was sick before she left, about 2 weeks before. And I thought she was on an antibiotic. Said, no, she wasn't. And then when on the plane, she couldn't eat. She started getting sick on the plane, which meant, you know, so she didn't eat at all on the plane. And then when she got here, she wouldn't eat either. And all she wanted to do was sleep. You know, she really was sick. So I had to rush her to urgent care Friday night. So made it back. They were trying to beat, you know, Shabbat coming in. So it was a real rush. She was panicking. And I knew we couldn't go to the emergency room because if we would have, we'd have been there all night.
Right.
So the one on Vine Street was open, and they had four physicians on call. So the one on Country Club didn't have but one. So Tony took them back. Get that in time. Good evening.
Good evening.
We're starting with verse 350 and section 42 of the Sulam commentary on the Parasha of Noah from the Zohar. And I'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud, Kudcha Berichu, Ishkin Zedit, Hilu Urchimu, Hilu Urchimu, Hilu Urchimu. Le'achta, L'shem Yudhe Bevathe, B'Yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah. Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kononei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kononeihu. V'na'asa lanu Kima Adi Achida Ihu Shem Le'eila Na'at Kif La Be'nana Lemecheve Shem Biara Ben Mafut Yediahawo Yadim Beit Badrun Meal Afe Ara Ugin Kach Awo Mait Yahadin Lemecheva Bad Avita da behachma hachma. And let us make a name, let us make us a name like that of the other holy side in the upper worlds. We will strengthen it so that it will stay with us, and we will have a name in the land. As the holy side shines from below upward, we will draw the light from above down to the earth. Lest we be scattered abroad, They knew that they were about to be scattered all over the face of the earth, and therefore joined together to accomplish their goal and build the city and the tower with Chachmah. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, the Torah certainly doesn't tell us that their desire and their was so strong.
Well, it hints at it because it's giving you the. We'd be scattered abroad. It's giving you their reason, and it's hinting at the strength of that desire.
Right.
So how did they know they were going to be dispersed across the plains?
Intuition, but that's too weak a word. The communication on a level, meditative intuition is probably a better way of describing it. Connection
so
to Hashem through meditation, through the letters, through intuitive sense.
So they all had the same meditation all at the same time?
No.
Okay.
They all had the tools of the meditation. The tools that we teach in the Kabbalah. They all had
mm-hmm.
those tools with the letters, and they all would meditate just like we do at our own pace. But they were getting the message. If you have communication with angels, the angels. You ask a question of an angel, it has to tell you the truth of what it sees in the future. Although that future only goes out for 30 days. But then it may have gone out for longer periods.
So they thought that building the city and the tower would prevent them from being dispersed throughout the plains? Is that why they hurried and built the city and the tower? They didn't realize that mercy did not come in with Chokmah, the strict judgment. So, or did they even?
They didn't know that they needed to veil the Chokmah with the mercy. They didn't know that they needed to veil the light of wisdom with the light of mercy.
So they thought that the Zadok kings would shield them from that episode.
They thought they were Zadok kings.
Okay. That makes sense. That's why they wanted to make a name for themselves.
What this is the conflict between the left column and the right column.
Mm-hmm.
How does it get resolved? The left column is more physically strong, although it's spiritually. How do I explain it? The left column on a spiritual level is the desire to receive. And that is strength. As Givorah is on the left column, and the translation of Givorah is strength and power.
Mm-hmm.
In our world, somebody physically strong can overcome somebody who is spiritual, well, someone who is connected to the right column, because the right column has no desire to overcome the left. The right column has a desire to unify with the left. The left column, without training, has a desire to be in power, to overcome the right. The central column is when the two are together in balance, and balance means that the left column accepts control by the right column. That the essence of love is in control of the other desires, or all of the strength of the desires. That's what this soul, the city and the tower, are describing. The whole story is describing how in the fourth day of creation, the sun and the moon goes to God and says, how can you have two kings? And God says, you're right, go diminish yourself. That's the left column. The moon diminished herself, representing the left column of desire. She accepted the control of the male at that moment. Now we're in the process of transforming that through the prophecy that Isaiah had of the moon growing to the level of the sun. But it happened in many generations. The Bible is describing this, the metaphor of the tower and the city, and we're just not we see it as, they're building a city and they're building something within the city that's high. Those are the words that we understand. But they're really metaphorical words in the context of the tree of life, the left column and the right column. Now they're both, the tower and the city are both on the left column. They're both connected to the left column. But this pasuk is explaining how they individual humans came together and said, we cannot accomplish this, but we want to stay in power. We want to maintain the strength. We do not want to accept the control of the right column representing love. Now that is one way of understanding this story. Remember, there are 70 ways to understand it. I didn't have time today, or even last night, to put up the recording, but Marco, when you do it, we started this part of the conversation in the last the two verses that you missed yesterday.
Okay.
Should I go on to 351?
Yes, sir.
Sitra Chara Ihudekar Benukva Tukva Tezuhamad Dina Kashya Ukmad Yadam Chavho Beit Kafu Begineya Al Alma Ofakike Inun Avdin deitaka yatir diktiv asher banu bnei ahadam Bano de Adam, Kadma Adiate, We Ashlit, Sidra, Achara Al Alma, Sidra Bisha, Kimad Sidra Dik Dusha, Lao Shaltanea, Behai Alma, Ela, Beiru Migdal, Of Hake Hashive, Inun Lumivne, Iru Migdal, Lumishlat, Hai Sitar, Bisha Bi Alma. The other side includes males and females. Male and female. And they are the strength of the filth of harsh judgment. When Adam sinned by eating of the tree of knowledge, the male and female of the other side were strengthened in the world. They too caused the other side to be strengthened, as it is written, which the children of man built, referring to Adam's children, who brought the dominate the dominion of the other side, which is the side of evil, upon the world. Like the holy side, the other side has no power to rule in the world without a city and a tower. Therefore, they built a city and a tower to give it dominion in this world. Questions? Comments, thoughts.
Well, they appear to know what the positive, what the side is, to want to draw down the negative side with having a city and a tower. You know, Jerusalem and the city and the Tower of David are the holy side, the side of holiness.
The holy side is the city of David,
mm-hmm.
and which is Jerusalem, and the tower aspect is the temple.
So the dominion, they had to build a city and a tower to show the presence of the right side.
No, the presence of the left side. The city and the tower represent the left column.
Were they looking for another Elohim? That's what they meant when they said, and let us make a name in the verse before. So it's like trying to mimic or copy the holiness side, but it'd be on the other, on the negative side. So they would have another Elohim and a city and a tower.
All of that is correct, but I'm not following I'm not really following the idea. They wanted another Elohim. They wanted to be in control, and mm-hmm. to do so, they needed to manifest the Chachma of the left column, the wisdom of the left column. Bring it into today's world and look at the power of the lie that is being told over and over again about politically in our world today. And it appears that the
the right column does not know how to respond. Now, I'm not criticizing Republican just to be attacking Republican, or to criticize Democrat because they don't know how to address the issues that are being raised, because what's being raised is bringing up the ideas. It's being expressed in very negative language. It's being expressed in attacking the other person with words. That this is the same idea that's being expressed in the towers, the city in the tower, and in drawing down another Elohim. They needed to have these things built in the physical world in order to as a feminine water, as the action in the physical world would be reflected in the upper worlds. I'm not sure that my words were clear, what I was trying to express. I hope it was.
I think so. I think I made that pretty much same statement today in a conversation with my husband, that it seems like every day the left tries to have some tactic of attack to cause more chaos, but yet the other side stays quiet. They don't seem to just be quiet. You don't see them sort of fighting back in any way. And I don't know if I've worded that way, but that was pretty much what our conversation was. Well,
I just want to clarify, when you said the left side, were you using it in the Tree of Life context, or were you using it in the modern discussions?
I didn't want to use the word Republic. I was fishing for a word. It's like the Democratic side, every day you wake up to a new issue that they're pulling out to attack the president or the presidency or the Republican Party, however you want to label it. And yet the Republican Party, half of it just doesn't do, it's quiet, but you don't see them really speaking out, not in groups and in the cities. And, it's like there's no voice there coming forth, let me put it that way. And maybe that's a good thing. I don't know.
We don't know we don't know how God's plan is going to play out. That's true.
Oh, this morning, all the news was focused on the decision of the Supreme Court. But then this afternoon,
right,
the focus was on the Democrats even fighting that. So you could almost predict what the afternoon was going to be before it happened.
I agree. But that's really what this verse is describing, how the left column has male and female, just like the right column has male and female. And the other side, being the left column, is this trying to, in this discussion, in this metaphor, is trying to maintain power and prevail over the right column.
Mm-hmm.
Within each one of us, let me finish this thought. Within each one of us, we have this same issue because we have the evil inclination pushing us and just telling us and helping us do things that take us away from Hashem. And the positive, the good inclination, telling us don't go there. Do this that will bring you closer. So we don't have it normally. I mean, we can make it this way when we choose the good inclination's advice. Their rules are they succumb. Whichever side we choose, whichever side's the feminine water, the action, the thought that we have, which way we're going to go, that is creating the, which of those two is in ascendancy, which is more powerful, which one has accepted dominion of the other. Out of time, but I think we kind of covered this fairly well.
Yeah, thanks, Bill.
All right, tonight's class at 7 is a Tikkuni Zohar class. And tomorrow we will be doing this class again at the same time. And questions and answers tomorrow at 7.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom.